Hey everyone, welcome to The Geek Awakens Presents Traveling the Hooniverse. Joining me today is Matt.
Hello.
And I'm Mitch. We're going to spend the next half hour or so discussing the last two episodes of Doctor Who, Demons of the Punjab and Kerblam. Last week, we both had a lot of stuff going on, and then also last week would have been a bad time to do an episode anyway, since we were all kind of dealing with the passing of Stan Lee, so... if you haven't seen them yet, hit pause on this podcast, watch those episodes, and then get back to us. That said, let's go ahead and take a second to give our general and mostly spoiler-free thoughts on both episodes. We're going to start with Demons. Matt, give me your thoughts on that episode and rate it on a scale of 1 to 5 sonic screwdrivers.
It was an interesting episode because I have no... history, knowledge, or background information about the division of Pakistan and India and how that all came about. So it was definitely an interesting history lesson in that regard, in addition to, you know, a classic Doctor Who monster. I, in a lot of ways, I just really enjoyed pretty much everything about it. It wasn't anything that I would say, like, blew me away, but I felt like it was a good, solid episode. So for that one, I would go 3.5 sonic screwdrivers.
Okay.
And then moving on to Kerblam, I feel like just the title gets a bonus point because it's just a fun, just a fun title, fun name. This one was definitely a little bit. The ending was different from what I kind of expected. I enjoyed the twist. I'll just leave it at that. I liked the robots. They were creepy, as they should be. And I felt that this was a good, another good ensemble episode where you got parts from everybody, from Yaz, from Graham, from Ryan. So I'm going to go ahead and say four sonic screwdrivers on Kerblam.
All right. For me, with Demons, I loved pretty much everything about the episode. same with you. I didn't have a whole lot of... I didn't have a really good frame of reference of the history behind it. But I think that between Rosa and this episode... I feel like if they keep this pace, that the Chibnall era is probably going to be known for its historical episodes. The two that we've seen so far have been fantastic. I'm giving this one 5 out of 5 Sonics. With Kerblam, not to take away from any other episodes, but like, I feel like this was the most genuine fun that I've had watching an episode of Doctor Who in a really long time. For different reasons than with Demons, I'm actually also giving this 5 out of 5. I don't know if it's just because both of these episodes trailed the two episodes that I wasn't really crazy about, so I don't know if it was just, you know, getting kind of back into the swing of things that's giving me, like, that's making me give these the ratings, but I loved them both. So... that said, this is your last chance. If you have not seen these episodes yet and you keep listening, you are about to get spoiled. So we're going to talk about Demons first, and then we'll get to Kerblam later. So the basic rundown of Demons was that Yaz wants to see her Nan get married and find out what happened to a watch. And after a case of mistaken identity, she sees her Nan's first husband get killed. That's the boiled down explanation. So, Matt, what worked for this episode for you?
Like you said with Rosa, I really enjoyed how well things were explained without feeling that info dump type of vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, you got information, you got bits and pieces as the episode went along. You know, the Hindu-Muslim back and forth, you know, the actual lines drawn, like, on a specific day, you know, people's houses being in, you know, one side or the other with basically, like, even though they knew this was coming, no real warning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the additional touch of the monsters, which I say the monsters, but they really turned out to not be monsters, really, because they weren't there for any evil purpose, which I think is probably my favorite part of that. Like, the favorite part of the episode is that those creatures were there to witness the death of those that had no one else to witness.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was one of my favorite moments of this episode as well, just because, yeah, we expected them to be the bad guys, you know, but they weren't. The Thajarans, and let me just talk for a second about how they looked. I mean, they looked like amazing monsters. Like, As happy as I was with that twist, I kind of wish that they were actually the villains, because they looked super super scary.
Mm-hmm. They really did. They were super creepy, and it was definitely dark.
Yeah. So while we're talking about the Thajarans, though, let me ask you this, because like we've said a lot of times throughout this season, I feel like a lot of the characters that we've seen, we might see again. And I feel like, you know, like, it would be a really good moment for them to bring back the Thajarans, maybe towards the end of the season, if we do get a companion ends up getting killed off, like we kind of have a feeling might happen. Or even depending on if they know about you know, the Time Lord regeneration, maybe when it's time for 13 to regenerate, we might see them again, you know, just to see, you know, for them to see, you know, Whitaker off, you know.
That very well could be. Yeah, we've definitely gotten that vibe from a lot of the episodes, that we're going to see some of these characters and creatures again. And I feel like that is the same with the Jarans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they very well could come back, you know, later on.
So, what else worked for you?
I enjoyed seeing how the watch got broken,
mm-hmm.
and how it was contrary to the idea that Yaz had in her mind. I mean, you watched it hit the ground and you saw the look on her eyes and realized, like, how different it was from what she thought had happened. And I really enjoyed that was not just a twist for the episode, it was a twist for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other thing I did, like I said, I definitely enjoyed the Thajarans and the way that turned out. It was definitely a good, solid episode. And like I said, I think probably the biggest thing for me overall is just the history and not feeling like it was force-fed to us.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It was like we got bits and pieces of the history, and it was almost like we were as close to being part of it as possible for just sitting on our couch and watching a television show. But yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, like, especially like that first scene when we're seeing, you know, them find out about the division of, you know, the division of the border. Thank you. couldn't think of that word. You know, it was like we were finding that out at the same time as them, and it was a nice touch. For me, even though we didn't get to see a ton of them this episode, I really enjoyed getting to see more of Yaz's family. And now with the inclusion of her Nan, which in the beginning, like during that scene when Yaz's Nan said that, you know, like, said that Yaz was her favorite, and then the mom says, "We've talked about this." Do you think that she was talking to the grandma or the other daughter who was like, "Hey, what about me?"
I kind of think it was as a both.
Yeah,
it was just like an in general kind of comment.
It is what it is. Get over it.
Yes, exactly.
It was, even though obviously we knew that it was coming, it was still a little bit surprising for me to see the Doctor, like, eventually give in to Yaz wanting to go back and find out what happened to the watch. But, you know, it's not completely out of her character. And it's, to me, it's starting to seem like 13, while the other Doctors obviously do show compassion, I feel like 13 is more outwardly compassionate than a lot of the other Doctors.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Like, she definitely is more attuned to the sentiments and the feelings of Team TARDIS, at least initially, and, like, in a more nuanced fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you know, there were some heart-wrenching moments with, you know, with Amy and Rory, and, you know, definitely with Rose. But those were not telegraphed, but, I mean, they were very obvious. So the Doctor's emotional reaction to those was to be expected,
mm-hmm.
and almost would have been looked down upon if there hadn't been an emotional pull. She's definitely more compassionate and more attuned, I think, to the personalities of Team TARDIS than maybe we have been in the past, especially early on.
Yeah, definitely.
With the companions.
But one other thing that I'm really liking about 13 is her sense of humor. Like, in the, for lack of a better term, the bachelor / bachelorette party scene, when she talks about, you know, never doing this, you know, as a woman before or whatever, and Yaz gives her that look, and then the Doctor says, oh, my jokes about gender and cellular regeneration are completely in jest. Like, like, granted, obviously, it's the Doctor, but who says that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely, and I think some of it is, like, that awkwardness where, and I go back and forth with this because there's been comments made throughout the season, and even in Kerblam, where she's still acclimating
mm-hmm.
to not just her new body, but, like, everything around her. And in some ways, it almost bothers me a little bit because I feel like at this point we should just be in full swing. Everything should just be, like, smooth. Not necessarily smooth sailing, but there shouldn't be hiccups. Like, okay, I'm going to skip ahead here because I just, it fits with what I'm going here.
Sure.
What I'm saying. In the beginning of her Kerblam, she mentions that she has an issue still learning the controls of the TARDIS. Like, part of me says that, you know, by episode 7, like, and not, and now that we've been aware that there are other adventures between these episodes,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a little much. I feel like she should have a better handle on things. But at the same time, I feel like that awkwardness and still getting used to things is where some of this humor comes from, especially, like, in Demons, where she makes that comment, and Yaz has to, like, maybe you didn't mean to say that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Right. I definitely see where you're coming from in terms of, you know, the Doctor should, you know, be back to, you know, quote-unquote normal at this point. Yeah, I feel like with a lot of past Doctors, I mean, you don't see them talking about their, you know, new self really beyond episode 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I will say about the TARDIS, though, and her, you know, like, still trying to figure out the TARDIS and everything, because the TARDIS changed a lot, you know, and it looks like it has a different, like, feel to it, and, you know, different controls and whatnot. I mean, the hourglass mechanism, you know, for example, mm-hmm. like, it's not something that we've seen before, and there are others that I'm forgetting. That was just the one that was most prominent in my head. So, I mean, I'm willing to give her more of a pass on that, but you're absolutely right. Like, and, you know, they do reference in multiple episodes, they've referenced other adventures that they've been on that we haven't seen. So, yeah, like, at what point do we stop saying, oh, well, she's still figuring everything out? Like,
yeah, I think that's my thing, is like, I have no problem with the awkwardness leading to the humor. It's just like, I feel like there should be a better handle on kind of the whole situation than there kind of seems to be in some cases.
Yeah. So, for me, the one last thing that I really enjoyed about this episode, and it's something that we saw in Rosa and we saw it again with Demons, is how compassionate and genuinely sad Graham can be when he knows the outcome of a situation and can't do anything to fix it. You know, we saw that with the husband. I'm blanking on his name right now. Is it Preen?
Prim.
Prim, thank you. Yes. You know, like, right before the wedding, and, like, Graham knows that he's about to die, and, like, Graham can't do anything. He can't even let him know, like, hey, this is going to happen. Sorry, you know. And just, like, just you saw the raw emotion on Graham's face, and it just, like, it really worked for me. And kind of going off of that, too, like, Graham and Yaz had, as far as I can remember, like, probably their first, like, genuine moment with just the two of them. And I thought that was a really nice moment as well.
Hmm. Yeah, it shows that he is not just connecting with Ryan a little bit more each episode, but he is, you know, he does have some connection to Yaz as well.
Mm-hmm. So, let's go ahead and talk about what didn't work for this episode. For me, I really only had one thing that left me like kind of scratching my head, was that it deals with the Thajaran's mission itself. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the way that I understood it, I was kind of under the impression that these two were the only ones left. So it seems like a lot of work for them to watch over all of the people who die alone in all of time and all of space. Like, guys, you kind of need a couple more people to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah, it definitely seemed like a lot, especially because it did. Like, those are the only two Thajarans left. That's a lot of work for them to go through and to do that.
Right. So, what didn't work for you about this episode?
I mean, I know I said I gave 3.5 sonic screwdrivers, and I don't know that there's any one thing in particular that stands out. I don't know. I think it was more of a aesthetic preference on my part, as far as, you know, enjoying the overall episode.
Okay.
I think it's about all I've got. I mean, I wish I had a better, I could put a better finger on, you know, what it was. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I did really enjoy the history part, I don't know. There was something else about it that I just couldn't quite get into.
Fair enough. So, with that said, let's go ahead and move on to last night's episode, Kerblam. Basic rundown of this episode. Team TARDIS gets a job at Space Amazon.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
So what were some of your favorite parts of this episode?
I think probably one of my biggest things for the entire episode was Graham and his ability to connect with, is it Charlie?
Yes.
And not just connect with him, but the sly nature that he had in able to, like, manipulate Charlie to get what he needed, as well as the humor. You know, when Charlie comments that you know, he really likes Kira, and Graham's like, oh, I never would have guessed, like, it's like, that's one of my superpowers, being able to relate to subtle social cues. I was like, wow. I mean, that's kind of cynical, but it's hilarious at the same time,
like, right.
I was like, that was definitely like a laugh out loud moment for me. I was like, oh, okay, we're gonna be kind of like that this time. I enjoyed how the robots were a little reminiscent of Cybermen, but obviously different,
right? You
know, different skin tone, and actually had uniforms on and things like that.
I was gonna say they were kind of like a mix of Cybermen and what was it, the Autons from all the way back, to Nine's first episode, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, very kind of a mix of the two.
Go ahead. What else?
Oh, and then probably the other thing that stood out the most was just the plot twist, really, for the ending. I was so ready to assume that the guilty party was the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had no idea what his motive would have been, just like he fit that mold, and that was so well done, the twist, like to focus on him and to think of Charlie as just this innocent maintenance guy, and then it all just gets flipped on its head in an instant.
Yeah,
and I'm always a fan of a good solid plot twist, and I felt like that's what that was.
That was a wonderful plot twist, one that I did not see that one coming at all. Like, there for me there were, and I'm sure if I go back and rewatch it, I'm gonna pick up hints and whatnot, but like I did not see any hint that it was gonna end up being Charlie who was responsible for everything. But yeah, I thought that it was also a nice twist that it was actually revealed that it was Kerblam itself that sent out that call for help.
Right, yes.
What else worked for you?
I also liked that the doctor was able to take the original delivery bot and the little interaction they had with the delivery bot.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the delivery, like that they were able to use that even to get more information. And then when they come back at the delivery bot again, and the delivery bot is still trying to sell things, and it's like, you know, bypass all upselling. Like, oh, well, if I bypass all upselling, what do I have left? I'm just a delivery bot with nothing to deliver. Like, yes, we know. That's
right.
the interaction there was awesome. And then, of course, Graham standing off to the side, like the gibberish going on between these two. Like he was listening to a foreign language.
Did you catch, and I had completely forgotten about this until you started talking about, you know, the upselling, but did you catch when the delivery bot was trying to suggest blood pressure medication for to the doctor?
No, I did not catch that.
I don't remember exactly at exactly what point, but yeah, like she picks him up and he says something along the lines of, you know, like based off of whatever, I don't remember if it took her pulse or whatever, but you know, based off of this, I suggest blood pressure medication. if you can, I highly suggest it. Oh, man,
I'll have to go back and catch that.
Yeah, I wish I had a better area for you to find it, but yeah, it was wonderful. But one of the things that I really enjoyed about this episode was the opening scene, and you know, just in general, I feel like a lot of these opening scenes where Team TARDIS is together, like on a mission, and just kind of seeing like kind of like an everyday event for them. And I don't know, I just think that those are really fantastic. But like when we first get the package from Kerblam, and of course it's a Fez. But
right. Oh God, how did I forget about that moment? It's like, does this still look okay?
Right. But which leads me to ask, like, so did 11 order the Fez and it just took forever, or did Kerblam send the doctor an item that was previously ordered? Like, hey, the doctor will enjoy this. Let's send that out to her so that, you know, we'll get help. Like,
just hit the button for a reorder.
Exactly.
Didn't realize. I mean, maybe it was an accidental order. You know, she's still learning the controls of the TARDIS.
Right. I feel like this episode, as well as Demons, I feel like they were the first two episodes to make really good use of all the companions. I didn't end the episode thinking that any one of them had less to do than the others, you know?
It was definitely more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that went, I know that, you know, we've had some episodes where they've all had things to do. Saranga Conundrum, in particular, was one for me where they all had something to do, which I enjoyed that team aspect. But even then, there were definitely moments where it's like, oh, this is Graham's scene, this is Ryan's scene, this is Yaz's scene. Like, the last two episodes have definitely felt like they flowed more as far as that goes. Like, there's not like, okay, oh, well, it's time for Graham to do something. Oh, it's time for Ryan to do something. Like, it really just seemed to flow better.
It really did. Also, finally, you know, and definitely credit to the writer for that, but also credit to the writer for remembering that Ryan has dyspraxia.
Yes.
We have, I think, you know, for sure episode one, I think it was brought up in episode two. I don't think we've heard about it since then, like, at all.
Maybe one other time. Yeah. Just a brief mention. But, no, I mean, yeah, it was early on, and then it kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah. So, and not only mentioned it, but, like, you know, it was brought up, but then brought back later when, you know, he's, like, trying to, you know, like, jump into the, what's the chute or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then also the last thing that I really enjoyed about this episode, in classic Doctor Who fashion, to make people afraid of regular everyday things, now people can be afraid of bubble wrap.
Right, like at the very end of the episode, it's like, that's kerblam bubble wrap. Do you really want to do that? And Graham just like sets it off to the side.
Which, okay, and like, and I actually had that moment in my, you know, among my things that didn't necessarily work, but not necessarily because it didn't work, but just kind of, it just, I don't know, it wasn't necessarily one of my favorite parts of the episode, but for me, it was still worth mentioning. So in that scene, like, I mean, did Graham just forget about, you know, the kerblam bubble wrap and he went to pop it just because popping bubble wrap is fun? Or is there a deeper meaning to that? You know, one thing that I saw, like, speculated online was that possibly, you know, there's, you know, he still obviously misses Grace. You know, is he maybe at a moment when he's like, I just want to be with Grace? You know, I don't necessarily think that that's where they were going. I think it was really just like a brief, you know, like moment of, you know, like, oh, hey, it's bubble wrap, I'm going to pop some bubble wrap. But,
yeah,
you know, there's always, especially with Doctor Who, there's that moment where it's like, could there be more to that?
And that's always the thing with Doctor Who, is that you never know if there is or not. You know, sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. You know, sometimes it's down the line when you get to that point.
Right. So, Was there anything else about the episode that worked for you? And if not, let's go ahead and, you know, keep talking about things that worked fantastic.
I think it's pretty much covered what did work for me. And honestly, my biggest thing that did not work for me, I already mentioned in regards to previous episode, and just her, I'm trying to think of the word to use here, but her unfamiliarity continues with the controls of the TARDIS. And I do see your point where a lot of the TARDIS has changed. It's very different than it has been. But I also feel like with the episodes we've seen plus the additional adventures, I feel like we should be past that point.
Yeah. And yeah, and I definitely see where you're coming from, especially because, like, we don't know at this point. We don't know how long they've all been traveling together. We don't know how long the Doctor has been in, you know, in her current form. So, yeah, like, I feel like we're at a point where, yeah, we should be kind of getting past the whole, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, okay, cool, but still. What else didn't work for you?
The only other thing that I guess kind of didn't work for me was, I said Judy, her kind of awkwardness for being head of people. Like she got to the point where they were scanning them, and she got super chatty. And I understand probably part of that was because there's only 10% of the workforce is human or organic, you know, go organics. But at the same time, like, it just seemed kind of awkward with the rest of the character for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see where you're coming from in that respect. For me, the biggest thing that I did not like about this episode, and it was almost enough for me to actually knock this down to 4.5, but then again, I really enjoyed everything else about it. But the scene when Charlie, Yaz, and Ryan are on the conveyor belts, the special effects were awful, in my opinion. Like, we're talking like RTD era bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Those were not on par with what we've had the rest of the season. Even not, with the spiders.
Yeah, not for the rest of the season. Not since, like, seriously, not since, you know, Stephen Moffat took over. Like, you know, they've got a good budget. So, I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe the budget isn't that good. But, like, it was just, yeah, it was rough. I thought that I was watching an Eccleston episode for a second there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's definitely reminiscent of that.
But, and then something else for me, like, kind of along the same lines as what I was talking about with Graham, not necessarily something that didn't work, but it's just, it's not something that I'm ready to think about yet with this group of companions. But, the scene with Yaz and Dan talking about, you know, like, where Yaz was saying how important family is, you know, like, you could tell at that moment that she missed her family. And I feel like it might be a hint that she might give up the TARDIS because she misses being with her family and she wants to spend more time with them.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that.
Which really, like, and like I've said before, I mean, I feel like we're going to lose a companion in some way, shape, or form by season's end. And I am least ready for it to be Yaz because I feel like with her, there is so much more that we haven't seen yet. I feel like with a lot of the storylines with Ryan and Graham, especially with the two of them together, a lot of those can be probably wrapped up within the last three episodes. I feel like if she were to leave at the end of this season, we would be left wondering, but what about this? What about this? You know?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you on that.
So
I feel like there's, yeah, the most left to explore with her as a companion as far as, you know, the other two.
Mm-hmm. So, before we kind of start to wrap everything up, was there anything else about this episode that did not work for you?
No, not that I can think of. This was, like you said, this was probably one of, like, the most fun I can remember having with a Doctor Who episode in quite a while.
Mm-hmm. So, and also, before we talk about the next episode, it was announced last week that, and this was something that we had talked about, but I think we were going to talk about on the regular show, but we ran out of time or something. But Doctor Who, like, we'd been speculating that we were not going to get a Christmas episode, but instead we're going to get a New Year's episode, and that is actually what's going to happen. What are your thoughts on that? Are you bummed that, you know, you're going to have to wait one more week for another episode of Doctor Who? I mean, has it become kind of a Christmas tradition? It has a little bit for me, but I'm not super heartbroken over it.
No, I'm not super heartbroken, and I don't really mind, you know, an extra week in between. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I can see what Moffat was saying before about having kind of exhausted Christmas, you know, as far as the Doctor is gone, and how little it was mentioned even in, you know, 12's last Christmas special. So no, I'm not really upset about it. I'm really, at this point, just happy that we're getting a quote-unquote holiday special.
Mm-hmm.
To go along with the season.
Yeah. So that said, so in the US at least, we didn't get a proper trailer for the next episode, but rather just a reminder that there are only 3 episodes left. I'm not ready for this season to end. You know?
No.
It feels like it was, you know, like it feels like we've just barely started, you know, started this season, but it's already almost over. However, the trailer for The Witchfinders is online. Not a whole lot of information, obviously, like we've said lots of weeks, but Team TARDIS find themselves in 17th century Lancashire and get involved in a witch hunt. Oh, and they also meet King James the First. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be another historical episode. So I'm excited to see if it can hold up to the same way that Rosa and Demons of the Punjab have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a historical episode. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But at this point, in a lot of ways, I feel like the history has been a very strong part of this season. So I am interested to see how that goes mm-hmm. with this next one.
So, all right. So that is all the time that we have for this episode of Traveling the Hooniverse. We're taking this week off from our regular show, but we'll be here next week to cover the Witchfinders. In the meantime, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, where we'll be posting news throughout the week. While you're there, give us some feedback and tell us what cool stuff we're missing out on. And also be sure to listen to 217radio.com for the best music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.